Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Some time ago, I read an interesting ad online. It was an offer to be offered to the tourist who will go to Holy Land. It said that the tourist can try to walk on the sea in the place where Jesus Christ walked. And this was possible because of the special platform that floats just a little bit under the water. It is an interesting attraction that will surely attract many tourists. But today's gospel does not tell us about Jesus Christ walking on the sea as an attraction. It is a message to strengthen our confidence so that when we experience our storm or storms of life, they do not cause us to fall into fear. The holy apostles really did not have it easy at that moment. It was right after the miraculous multiplication of bread. Jesus sent them away to the other side of the shore. They were amazed not only by the miracle they witnessed already, but also by the fact that Jesus Christ had sent them away alone. For sure, the apostles had to ask, how will Christ reach us? How he will cross the lake? This question must have been on their minds. And their spiritual mood was further irritated by the storm. The boat was tossed by the waves. The apostles became afraid, as any of us would be. The first cause of their fear was the water and the wind element. They knew that their lives were in danger, and such danger is enough to cause panic. The second reason lies in the mentality of Jews at that time. They believed that just like the desert, the sea is the place of impure supernatural forces. The rough seas were believed to be the work of those hostile powers. Therefore, when they saw Jesus Christ walking on the sea, they cried out, "It is a ghost." There is no real explanation, but a ghost. They were too scared and too influenced by their thinking of their time. But Jesus Christ spoke to them, "Get hold of yourselves. It is I. Don't be afraid." Through this event, the apostles got to know Jesus Christ more deeply. By walking on the turbulent waters and calming the storm, he showed himself to the apostles as the one who has power and complete control over everything. Very often in our lives, we find ourselves in situations that disturb us in a similar stormy and disturbed ways. It can be serious illness, family issues, work issues, or whatever else that is on our plate. And it is difficult to briefly cover the whole range of possibilities that can shake a person to cause him a great fear. But being taught by today's gospel, we know that we are not alone in such a storm of life. And we always forget it. Our Savior walks towards us and speaks to us, "Get hold of yourselves. It is I. Do not be afraid." Don't we have friends in our life that when they see us being silly and unreasonable, they tell us, "Calm down. You are unreasonable. Take a step back and look at the whole picture." This is what Christ is doing to us when we are in the midst of problems. Our Lord comes to us to calm the storms that makes us afraid in our life. And his arriving may take many forms, but it will certainly come. I have read recently a story, life biography of one famous writer. And this famous writer recounted his time, his imprisonment in a gulag, or this concentration camp in Soviet Union. He experienced during that time such a moment of hopelessness when he was behind the bars that he began to contemplate suicide. As we know, suicide is immediately the thoughts of the devil. They are not our own. But anyways, he contemplated suicide. And he indulged in these thoughts, and suddenly he didn't care if he was alive or not. And in this mood, he was sitting on the ground during his break at his work, when another prisoner, whom he had never seen before or heard before, joined him. He sat next to him, and without a word or any sign of communication or reason, he carved a cross on the ground with a stick. And if he was caught, if both of them were caught by just a little symbol, it would be immediately death. So this famous writer sat and looked at this cross for a long time. And later he wrote, "Looking at the cross, I suddenly realized, here lies freedom." And his hopelessness and suicidal thoughts immediately disappeared. In perhaps the biggest storm in his life, he got a new courage and the will to live. The storm did not mean that it is the end of his life, but through the sight of the cross, it became an important reinforcement for this famous writer. This cross that was drawn on the floor, on the ground, in the dirt, is almost the same as Christ telling him, "Get hold of yourself. What are you doing? I'm here. Don't be afraid." We don't know when some storm will come to our life, whether it will be today, tomorrow, or next year, who knows? But one thing is certain: even in the most difficult moments, we will not be alone. If we are attentive, like this famous writer, we will catch a gentle reassurance from Christ. "Get hold of yourself. It is I. Don't be afraid." Glory to Jesus Christ.